USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden has signed off on the most significant law addressing gun violence in three decades. The legislation was a compromise among a handful of Democratic and Republican senators in response to recent mass shootings in Buffalo and Uvalde, Texas. It provides billions for mental health services and school security initiatives. The Safer Communities Act also expands background checks for potential gun purchasers under 21, bars a larger group of domestic violence offenders from purchasing firearms, and funds programs to seize guns from those who are troubled. Pfizer says its tweak to its COVID-19 vaccine to better target the Omicron variant is effective and safe. The FDA is considering a recipe change for the vaccines by Moderna and Pfizer in hopes that a modified booster could better protect against an expected coronavirus surge this fall and winter. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
President Biden had additional reaction to the U.S. Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade.
My administration is going to focus on how they administer and whether or not they violate other laws, like deciding to not allow people to cross state lines to get public health services.
He adds his administration will take steps to protect women's health. More than 100 protests against the high court's decision had been scheduled. A Friday night protest in the Midwest took a dangerous turn.
Police in Cedar Rapids, Iowa are investigating after a protest against the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade appeared to turn violent when a truck driver drove into demonstrators as they crossed a street during the demonstration. Video taken showed at least two women directly in front of the truck as it drove into them. One woman was hospitalized after her foot was run over.
USA Radio's Ellie Andrews reporting from Los Angeles. Wall Street is now 2-for-12 in winning weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
At least two people are dead, 10 others injured in a shooting at a nightclub in Oslo, Norway. Investigators identified the suspect as a 42-year-old Norwegian citizen from Iran. The Norwegian Police Security Service first became aware of the suspect in 2015, becoming concerned that he had become radicalized and was part of an unspecified Islamist network. The incident prompted officials to raise that country's terror alert. Organizers in the city canceled a pride parade that was scheduled. Seven women who claim Ghislaine Maxwell helped Jeffrey Epstein steal the innocence of their youth and more are asking a judge to consider their plan as she decides Maxwell's punishment. Maxwell faces at least 30 years in prison for her sex trafficking conviction from back in December. Despite coming off of a no-confidence vote and two special elections where the Conservative Party lost, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson remains defiant.
Let's just be absolutely clear, Michelle. If you're saying you want me to undergo some sort of psychological transformation, I think that our listeners would know that is not going to happen.
Johnson on BBC Radio dismissed the special election defeats as predictable. His party mates believe that scandals involving COVID parties during lockdowns have tainted his brand. Game 6 in the NHL Stanley Cup Finals will happen in Florida on Sunday after the Tampa Bay Lightning defeated the Colorado Avalanche 3-2 on Friday night. Our web address is usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.